Welcome, everybody, to The Big Picture. Not just to The Big Picture. This is a very, very special episode because this is the launch of a brand new program every Thursday night right here, 7 p.m. Central. You can watch it live or on the replay. It's called The Kingdom Intelligence Report. Each week, you'll have a different prophetic voice speaking on the current events of the day, opening up the Bible and revealing Bible prophecy. That's what The Kingdom Intelligence Report is all about. And this week, we have the founder, the publisher, and the great man of God from End Time Headlines, none other than Ricky Scopero. He's going to be joining us on The Big Picture right after this. Ricky Scopero founded a website, an app. He's on YouTube. He streams from his website. It's called endtimeheadlines.org. And I'll just be honest with you guys, everybody on The Big Picture, and especially those that watch The Big Picture live with Sandy and I every Sunday night at 7 p.m., you've seen his articles because many of the news items that we use, we get from his great website. He is a voice in this moment and a blessing. And many of the people that watch this program came here because of our connection with this great man. And it is one of my highest honors to welcome, not just tonight, but every month to a brand new show, The Kingdom Intelligence Report. Everybody welcome Ricky Scopero. The crowd is going wild.
Calm down.
They love you.
How's it going, brother?
Man, what a blessing it is to have you, Ricky. How are you in the wonderful state of Georgia, you and your family?
We are blessed. It has finally stopped raining. Man, wow. It rained, and I'm thankful that the rain is over and you can actually enjoy the weather. So we are blessed, brother. It's not as humid as Alabama, I can tell you that. So
that is true. Nice. There's a special kind of humidity in Alabama. There is no doubt. Well, Ricky, this is exciting. This is our first night of the Kingdom Intelligence Report. And you and I talked privately about this for a while. You know, I've been following you for years and really had no idea who ran End Time Headlines till I really started watching your videos. I was really going to the news items, to the website, and I started watching your videos like so many other thousands of people around the world have done and do on a regular basis. You've been doing this for a long time, and I'm going to show everybody this website. It's endtimeheadlines.com. This is, and how ironic, the top headline today is about Alabama, where I'm from.
Yeah, that was something special for you right there.
Yeah, thank you. So you can get, ladies and gentlemen, you can get trending news. I encourage everyone, every day of your life, you know, forget about CNN, Fox News, and all this. Find you websites that people are speaking from a kingdom perspective, showing you things from the Word of God and how it ties into it. And that's the endtimeheadlines.org. So, Ricky, for those, most people know who you are, but there may be some people that are not familiar with End Time Headlines that are going to be going there. What caused you to do something like this, to start a website? How long have you had this website, and why did you start End Time Headlines?
Well, the reason why I started it was just, it was a call. Everybody that's watching this, you know, if you're in ministry of any facet, Bishop, you understand this. You know, Paul said, he talks about a burden. He said, God forbid if I don't preach the gospel. And I knew when I got saved in 2000, it was shortly after, I knew God had called me into the prophetic, or the end time ministry, or to eschatology, because I really had a deep hunger for that. And I would just glean from what we call the generals of Bible prophecy. Yes. And so I started doing that, and I had a Facebook page. This was before Twitter was big, and there was no Instagram and TikTok or any of that stuff, or even YouTube, man. There was nobody really doing a lot of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had a Facebook page. I was bored with it, getting ready to call it quits, getting ready to shut it down. And I had multiple pastors that I was networked with at that time when I lived out in Louisville, Kentucky, that told me, hey, you need to pray about, you know, before you shut this down, how God can use this as a platform. So I did. Mm. I did that. I prayed about it, went to bed one night, woke up in 2010. And it was like, this was in my heart. It was in my spirit, like branded on me. End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Wow. I never saw it out there, didn't see it, didn't snatch it off the internet or nothing. So I created this page and I started taking, trending headlines, world events, and I would give it, my opinions from a prophetic perspective aligned with the scriptures. And look, I just thank God that the Lord was on it and the Holy Spirit Amen. Was on it because He's confirmed it. Where we're at now, our ministry has taken off. I'm just blown away. It's all the Lord, brother. And our just real quick, 20 seconds, how we got our, if you look at our ETH, I don't know if you can pull this up, but we have our official ETH logo, the branded logo there, but how it came up. When you look it up, there's four blood moons on there with a solar eclipse in the middle. And it is crazy how I got that was that actually came from a dream. I had a dream in which I saw four blood moons, didn't know anything about blood moons, didn't know about tetrads or anything like that. Started researching. I found Mark Bilks on the internet and I was blown away. Yeah, there it is right there. That's actually, some of y'all don't even know that. That's the history of how ETH our branded logo came about. Cause I had a web designer came to me privately when we were trying to get the design for the website and for the logo. And he said, what do you want? And I said, I don't really know yet. Let me pray about it. We both prayed about it. I had this dream and I knew it right then that was it. And we shared it and it's just sad ever since. So,
And you may have already said this and I might have missed it, but how long ago was that?
That was 2010, so 13 years ago.
Wow, 13 years. And over those 13 years, so many of you have got your news, your eyes have been open. You know, nowadays the word is you've been red-pilled. Ricky helped you get red-pilled. you know what I'm saying? He opened up your eyes. That's why we call this show The Big Picture, is because, I was getting ready to be a pawpaw and just sort of slow down and sit on the back porch with my grandbaby. And God said, nope, you got to join the few remnant voices that are out there. And so that's why we jumped on YouTube. So I'm really appreciative, Ricky, for all the hard work, the dedication, the persistence that you have had. And it's been so easy for you to just get discouraged, because I've learned real quick doing this that it's easy, easy, easy to get discouraged. You keep going. So Ricky, let's get into the Kingdom Intelligence Report today, and a few things that have concerned us on our show, and as I know has concerned you on your show, that you and I were talking off air about, is everything that's going on with the United Nations. The United Nations, the Agenda 2030 is rapidly coming before us. There are all kinds of other things and initiatives that they've put out. We've talked about the World Health Organization and the power grab that they are playing and so forth. So this first article, I want us to put the headline up, and then you just feel free to share your heart and the information, the intelligence that you have gotten. I want to just throw two headlines up here because they run together. One of them is the United Nations Summit of the Future will set the stage for a new global order in 2024. Think about that, y'all, 2024. And then the next one is the United Nations is planning to seize global emergency powers with President Biden's support. So what are you hearing on this power grab and then extend that on out to whatever else you're feeling right now that is going on with the United Nations? What should we be concerned about and what should we be looking for?
Well, the first thing I want to say, it's interesting, when you look up the United Nations, the very definition of it, it's a global organization to promote peace and safety. I thought that was interesting. It's a global organization to promote peace and safety. Now, keep that in mind, because I want to show everybody towards the end of this broadcast the prophetic significance of this and how I believe the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, all these elites, these elitist organizations, I believe they're all going to play a role in the prophetic end times.
Yes.
So to answer your question about going to this article here, It's interesting because a researcher, a director, he's a research director at the Heartland Institute and New York Times bestseller of the, an author of Independence Day, unleashed a warning to Americans that they may soon be losing their independence. And consequently, he shared this information right towards, it was right around Independence Day that we just celebrated. His name's Justin Haskins. He wrote a publication in the Federalist, and it was regarding a series of proposals to be considered at the United Nations next year, which, by the way, consequently happens to be an election year for the United States.
Exactly.
Right. And there's one, without going into great detail here, when you go through this article, and I encourage you, if you have time in your spare time, you guys can go and read the Federalist. That's the publication of this. There is one particular part in there where Mr. Haskins is concerned, and he talks about emergencies, under emergencies. And I want to just read this. Quote, "The proposal might be the biggest attempt power grab in the history of the United Nations."
Wow.
"If approved, the United States as we know it could cease to exist."
What?
Right. And again, everybody's had their eyes on the World Economic Forum. And I'm not saying that we should be watching them.
Yeah.
But here's an establishment, the United Nations, mm-hmm. and they've been here for a long time. I think it was since 1940 something that they were established. This summit of the future is being planned by the international bureaucrats who make up the entire United Nations. They're expected to adopt a, quote, pact for the future. Now, that's interesting. So, in other words, it's going to be a collaboration of nations and leaders. So, let's go down here a little bit on this article.
Okay.
There is a plan. Again, it's all from the UN. There's a plan for a new emergency platform. Now, where does this sound familiar to anybody?
Let's think back.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's think back. What, 2019, 2020? Mm-hmm. And we'll call it what Bishop calls the want.
Yeah.
the emergency platform that was instituted.
Yep.
A stunning proposal to give the United Nations significant powers in the event of a future global shock. And they even said plural tense, future global shocks.
Yeah. Yeah. Global shocks. Come on.
Such as another worldwide pandemic.
Wow.
We know there's been prominent voices out there that has warned of this. I don't want to name names, but one whose initials is BG has warned that it's not a matter of if, but when.
Yeah.
You guys, and I know Bishop has talked about this on his program. We've talked about this on End Time Headlines. Look at this stuff. Did you guys know that there was genetically modified mosquitoes that was created and unleashed in the state of Florida? And now, consequently, we have malaria breaking out.
Now, we talked about that in malaria. So you're saying you've got evidence and you're hearing that this so-called out-of-nowhere malaria is tied to actually genetically modified mosquitoes.
Well, no, I can't say that. But what I'm saying is, come on. Of all the states in America,
that's it.
Consequently, the only state where these genetically modified mosquitoes were released, and we're not talking about a couple dozen here, guys. We're talking about thousands of them released. And now here we go. Well, we fast forward. I don't have it right in front of me, but it's like a year, 2 years later, and we consequently have malaria cases popping up, which is unprecedented. And biblically, this can fall under, you know, pestilence.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the governor or the director of the Department of Health in Florida issued an emergency status for certain counties. There are certain counties that are under a malaria emergency.
I believe it was Sarasota. Sarasota was under emergency and other locations there in Florida. So again, some of you guys may be from Florida. You probably know about this, but just, you know, FYI, just keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
So anyway, this plan for this new emergency platform is already being laid out. Now, Larry, remember, I want to refresh your memory, I want to refresh the audience memory. Keep this in the back of your mind. Emergency platform, or this pack for the future, emergency platform. They're making all these provisions for this stuff. Remember that article or the report that came out where there was all these members of the government? I want to say they were congressmen or senators, and they were given emergency phones that were these satellite phones.
Yep.
And when you read the reasoning for this, was they wanted to be able to hold communication in the event of some type of an emergency situation.
Right. Right.
So again, we got to remember all this. So let me read this quote. Once triggered, interesting language here. Once triggered.
Yeah. Very interesting.
The emergency platform. Now listen to this, would give the UN the ability to actively promote and drive an international response that places the principles of equity and solidarity at the center of its work. The wow. UN would bring together the stakeholders of the world, including academics, governments, private sector actors, wow, and international financial institutions to ensure there is a unified global response to the crisis.
Wow. Listen to this. Oh, my goodness.
In other words, now the United Nations would be given unprecedented authority over Absolutely. The public. And here's the scary part. Private sectors of huge swaths of the world ready in the name of battling a yet unknown crisis. So this leaves... Hmm. What the scary thing about this is, it leaves this big questioning out there. What is the next? And this is what we all, I know among all of us in prophetic circles, we're trying to figure out what's going to be the next major event. Is it going to be economic? Yeah. Is it going to be some type of natural disaster? Is it going to be, how about, look at the weather, guys.
Yeah,
look what's going on with the weather.
Yeah. Well, and they came out, you know, we say a lot here on the show and in private, we always say, you know, the catch the phrase that people, it's a little silly phrase, but it's true. They're saying the quiet thing out loud and out. They're saying out loud. They're admitting now, I don't know if you saw it and I might have got it from your site. I can't remember where I saw it, but, and I think I did get it from your site about they've decided to embrace this blocking the sun technology. They're going to block the sun. And how were they going to do it? It was so, we were sitting doing this, reading this live, and we were just shocked that they basically were openly confirming chemtrails. They were talking about, you know, we'll put chemicals in an airplane. We'll go all the way up to the stratosphere and we'll release chemicals out into the clouds and we'll create clouds to block the sun. And when we read that, we was like, okay, you just confirmed to the world that you have been manipulating the environment. And so we have them manipulating our food supply. We have them manipulating the weather. We have them manipulating our economy. We have them manipulating nations. And I think what you're saying, Ricky, is that, you know, we're looking for, what is it going to be? Is it going to be this version? I mean, it's possible it could be just a massive conglomerate of all of them, because they're on such a determined timeline to get to this magical 2030, which is now coming up on yep. 6 years away, 6.5 years. They got a lot of stuff to get to those 17 sustainable goals. So do you feel like that all these things that you're talking about with the United Nations coming forth, these power grabs, the World Health Organization, all is all of this a part of expediting their ownership of the world by 2030?
Oh, absolutely. Because I'm going to show you. Let me say this one thing, and then I'll shift gears here, and I'll show you some even more concerning. Because I know some people listen to this, and they just kind of, you know, they kind of glaze over because we've heard so much of this stuff. But I'm gonna hit you right at home in just a second, where it's going to affect us preachers that are listening, us who share the gospel. But let me go back to the manipulating. Do you hear how many times he said manipulating this, manipulating that? That in itself is frightening. If you think about it, here we are, the United States, and working with Europe trying to block out the sun. You've got China trying to create a sun, an artificial sun. You've got CERN trying to, you know, fire up this Hadron Collider, trying to recreate the Big Bang thing. So when I don't see any good coming out of this. Well, I've said this over and over again. You've got gene splicing. You've got hybrids. You've got artificial intelligence. You got weather manipulation. I mean, it's like, if we even make it to 2030, what is the world going to look like? What's going to be so real? True. It's crazy. So I want to bring, since we're on the subject of the United Nations,
yes.
Let's talk about this aspect. Here's an article. I'm going to read this. Quote, UN expert argues that religious beliefs must change to accommodate the alphabet community.
Wow.
Or ideology. Wow. So let me read this right here. In this article, I'm just going to pull out the highlights here for sake of time. This UN independent expert on sexual orientation didn't even know there was such a thing, but apparently there is. But not only is he an expert on sexual orientation, he's an expert on gender identity, because we got to have an expert on that. He presented a report to the 53rd session of the UN Human Rights Council, arguing that, listen to this, religious freedom is not incompatible. Incompatible with equality for LGBT persons. He went on to say basically that long-held religious beliefs and traditions must be subservient to the LGBT ideology. Whoa.
Wow.
This is being pushed from the United Nations. Religious communities and LGBT ideology would not come into conflict if only religion communities would interpret their own doctrine correctly. Wow. Let me give you the interpretation of what they're saying here. Basically, if you believe what the Bible says, then you're going to have to change your beliefs and your traditions to accommodate the United Nations view on orientation and gender. And this, and again, watch this, it's to cater to one group. Now, and if you think, you're like, well, you know, I don't know about all that. I don't know if that's going to be. Well, did you know that there was also, in all of the details of this, all this is in collaborated together, the United Nations is encouraging social media users to report people.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
For online hate speech. The United Nations, right? This is not Google. This is not Zuckerberg. This is not Elon Musk. This is the United Nations, which again, their establishment was to bring about peace and safety and a global ordinance to the world.
Hey, I think I've heard those words before, said by somebody real famous named Jesus, when they shall say peace and safety.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I was going to talk about that in a little bit.
Okay,
I'm telling you, listen, what we're seeing happen right now is literally, and I don't want to get into the whole theology of some of these best Christian, these top prophetic Christian novels and movies, but I'm telling you, what's happening right now with the UN and all these organizations, brother, you could publish a great movie out of this stuff. I mean, it literally looks like stuff that we've watched for years is like leaping off of it, and we're playing it out in real time.
Absolutely.
Let me read this right here real quick. It says, the UN published a tweet. Yes, the UN gets on Twitter and they tweet. It's bizarre, isn't it? In a tweet that they published, to help people become more aware of the consequences associated with hate speech online, the organization linked their guide to, quote, how to deal with hate speech.
Wow.
And specifically online, which includes reporting it to government authorities.
My goodness.
Let that sink in. And by the way, guys, there's a new software out there. We talked about this on a podcast on End Time Headlines. There's a new software out there. I don't have in front of me. I can't give you the name for it, but we talked about it. There is an AI software now that the UN, the White House, and all these governments around the world are all jumping on board and using this, that's going to do all the legwork for them. And it's going to censor, it's going to snuff out and deal with online hate speech. Now, Larry, let me ask you a question. Have you ever, I challenge you to do this. Go to YouTube under their policies, Facebook, and look up what hate speech consists of, because it's very vague.
Very vague.
Now, why do you think it's very vague?
Yeah, tell it.
Yeah, because it can be, folks, listen, I'm telling you, I've said this before, this book, the Bible, is going to be in the future. I don't know when it's going to be. It could be 6 months, it could be a year, it could be 5 years, 10 years, but this book is going to be the target of hate speech because of what's in it.
Absolutely.
And what it says, again, is going to be interpreted as. Look at this article. Hailey Bieber, which is the wife of Justin Bieber, who, by the way, claimed to be Christians.
Right, say it.
Along with over 250 celebrities have all joined the pack. I guess that's the theme today. It's just the international, you know, collaboration of players coming together for one cause. But here you go. You have 250 of these celebrities who are all coming together. And they've endorsed a public letter calling for Instagram, YouTube, and other social media platforms to ban hate, harassment, and disinformation associated with, guess what group?
Right, the alphabet.
Right. So in this, I'm not going to list all these, but we're talking about Hailey Bieber, Sam Smith, gee, that's shock. That's real shock in there.
Exactly.
And then you've got, but you've even got, you've got Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, Gabriel Union Wade, Ariana Grande. You've got all these Hollywood celebrities and musicians and all these that are, they're pushing.
Right.
Because, you know, there's not enough censorship on social media.
Come on.
There's not enough banning, not enough shadow banning, not enough flagging content. So they've got to push it even further.
Yep.
Again, so we're talking about the United Nations. Did you know that the United Nations, brother, do you know that the UN is now rolling out human-looking robots to take questions at a Geneva news conference?
Oh, my goodness.
So how ironic that the UN would spearhead promoting the very thing that all the tech giants, or I shouldn't say tech giants, but these innovators like Elon Musk and all these people that's the who's who that's been on the inside of creating this stuff have all come out. One of them was a former employee at Google. All these guys have come out and they've warned that AI is now becoming to the point where it's creating a reason. It's creating the ability to think.
Right.
And so, of course, the UN would be the ones rolling this out. Let me read this little excerpt here. This is crazy.
Wow.
A United Nations, this is from the Boston Herald. A UN technology agency assembled a group of robots that physically resembled humans at a news conference recently, inviting reporters to ask them questions in an event meant to, quote, spark discussion about the future of artificial intelligence. The nine robots were seated and posed upright, along with some of the people who helped make them, at a podium at a Geneva conference for what the UN's International Telecommunication Union billed as the, quote, world's first news conference featuring humanoid social robots.
Think about this.
Go ahead, brother. You got Go ahead.
Okay. So the robots took questions.
Yeah.
And they answered on their own. On their own intelligence. They did not, somebody was not sitting there typing their responses. They heard the questions and then answered.
Yep. And guess who was among the robots? Among them was Sophia. Remember Sophia?
Oh, I remember Sophia. I know Sophia. Yep.
The first robot innovation ambassador for the UN development program.
Are y'all hearing this?
So, guys, again, this, you can't make this stuff up. So they're doing a question and answer with humans asking AI generated robots about AI. I mean, that's not biased at all, is it?
No,
I mean,
what
go wrong there?
Should we be scared of you, Sophia? Should we be afraid of you? Are you the Terminator? What do you think they're going to say? Yes, we're going to wipe all of humanity out. No, they're going to say, we love you. We care about you. We're here to help you.
Right. And look, did you know that there is court systems in the world that are already paving the way for robot judges that will use AI to pass sentences without human bias?
Unbelievable.
The Daily Star did it. We did a report on this a while back. The Daily Star said that human element can be flawed. So in an effort to prevent that, listen to this. This is crazy. Law firms are already using computer algorithms to perform background research and other tasks traditionally performed by human staff. But this is just the beginning, because we will soon see courtrooms with, instead of a human flesh and blood judge with a gavel, wow, that has the ability and the power to either sentence someone to life or death or sentence whatever. And we're going to exchange that for AI.
Well, you know, I even heard an article, not that, but I heard something similar to that, where a particular court or judge or something had used AI and allowed them to do a test run of giving a sentence or a judgment. And in their judgment, this AI cited a legal action, a legal precedent that never happened. They made up the legal precedent and cited it in their judgment. And nobody, it was worded so perfectly, nobody knew that it was a completely made up precedent. So you're, wow, talking about, we've got judges now, you're saying we're already moving in that direction, that are going to determine the future of our lives. And they are so good at what they do, they have the ability to manipulate, there's that word again, the court system, to even create precedent and cite it in such a way to be the justification for sending a human to prison, and it don't even exist. But yet we are just spending trillions of dollars. We keep these people, what kills me is they keep coming out. Last night we covered on the Big Picture Live that OpenAI, the owner of ChatGPT, has wants to comfort us, because Ricky, they have an entire team dedicated to making sure that OpenAI does not turn on us. And I'm like, really?
Yeah. and that's gonna help you sleep better tonight, isn't it?
Exactly. I'm like, wait a minute. If you really want to help us know that this is not going to turn on us, shut it down. But you're not shutting it down. You're just creating this team to make us think that you're really trying to police it. But these people, like what you're talking about, the ones that was at Google, the godfather of AI and all this, they're quitting, and they're on a mission now to tell the world. Basically, it's almost too late. It's too late. You just need
absolutely
to...
right. The Pandora's box has been opened.
Yes,
this thing has been opened. You can't put it back in the box, and it's only going to get worse and worse. I saw an interview where these innovators and experts on this were talking about, they said that we're not even going to try to stop it. Like they literally said, we can't stop it at this point, but we can only try to integrate it into society. We have to accept this. And here's the scary part, is just on a practical standpoint, how many people is going to lose their jobs to this?
Exactly.
And on that note, I want to kind of shift gears, and I know you want to do this too. I know you've been waiting for this. Well, I want to shift gears, and I want to take us on the prophetic perspective of this.
Yes, please.
That's
yes.
The whole point of this, right?
Absolutely.
So I can't help but to think, when we go to Revelation 13, we can see everybody who has basic knowledge of Bible prophecy. You don't have to have a degree in theology to see this. When you go to Revelation 13, you see that there will come a time, and Revelation 13 is mid-trib of the tribulation.
Yep.
There will be a system that will be put in place, and there will be two players. We're going to use that term since the UN's been using this term. There'll be two players. These will be global players that will be there and that will be in control of this system. One will be the Antichrist. Everybody knows who that guy is. That's Revelation 13. He's the beast that comes up out of the sea. And then you have the second player, which is the false prophet. Now, I'll be honest with you. Most people, we spend a lot of time on the Antichrist.
Come on.
We just do. Everybody, you know, what are the traits of the Antichrist? How do you identify the Christ? Will the church be here to see the Antichrist? I mean, debates after debates. We could spend hours on the Antichrist, and we have. There's been entire books, novels, movies, series. Everything's been centered on the Antichrist. But let me ask our audience a question here. How many novels, books, movies, segments, podcasts, how many of those have you seen about the false prophet?
Wow.
Very, very little.
That is so
And
good.
I don't know. And why is that? Because if you look at Revelation 13, and I challenge, and I'm going to say something here, and it's going to make you get in your Bible and look, because you're going to say, well, I don't know about that, Brother Ricky, but you go look. It is not the Antichrist who issues the mark of the beast.
That's right.
Read it. It's the false prophet.
You're exactly right. You're preaching truth right now, Ricky. Y'all need to listen, because this man is helping you.
And so, now, I don't want to get, you know, there's going to be, if you put a group of 20 men in here that teach Bible prophecy, you're going to get 20 different angles. And that's the beauty of it. We all have, even Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John gave us all four different angles, but of the same truth. But
yes.
So we see through glass darkly. We know in part, we see in part, we know in part. None of us have it all figured out. Come on, I'm just being honest with you. None of us have it all figured out. But I believe with all my heart that the image of the beast will be artificial intelligence. I'm just going to go on the record and say that.
I agree. I 100% agree. Go ahead, Ricky. This is good.
Revelation 13. I don't even, look, I preached this so many times. I don't even have the scripture pulled up. I know this by memory because I've studied this so much. The false prophet mid-trib. The Bible says that he orders or commands the people of the earth.
Say that.
To create this image. Now, question, I don't know about you, but if this Joker got up and said, I want you to create this image, I'm going to be like, this is above my pay grade. How am I going to create this image that's going to both speak and live and cause as many that would not to worship it? So, I believe, Bishop, that the people that is going to be singled out to create this image is going to be the people like Elon Musk.
Wow.
The people like that Google engineer, the people that are, you know, the people that are creating this stuff. Now, look, I could be wrong. I'm not saying the Lord told me, so I don't want people to say that. The Lord didn't tell me this, but I believe in myself. This is me speaking. I believe there is something that's already been created that would make ChatGPT look like child's play. I really seriously believe that. I believe there is things that we don't see that's not seen the light of day that's been created in back room somewhere, whatever, and it is on hold. And this, all this stuff is going to be readily available.
Yes.
And when the time comes, I believe that all this is going to come in play. And again, the false prophet does this.
That's right.
He creates this image of the beast. He begins to institute the mark of the beast.
You are so right. That is so true. Listen to what he's saying. Yeah, the Antichrist is the central figure. But the one that's doing all this is the false prophet.
Right. And speaking of AI, have they not said that there is, and we did a whole podcast on this, they are in the development of an AI religion.
Right. Yeah.
There is they've already instituted AI churches.
Yeah.
So let's put it together. If you've got an AI church that has an AI religion, that means there's going to be an AI God, little
g. Yep.
And I would say gods. But again, all this is playing into this.
And so, you have preachers. Yeah, yeah. You have preachers telling ChatGPT, write me a sermon. So now you got AI preachers. Not only do you have AI actual people like the service that you're talking about where they all came together and heard this AI pastor, you got flesh and blood pastors preaching what AI is telling them to preach.
Right.
Keep going. You're doing good. Come on.
Yeah, no Holy Ghost, no inspiration, no devotional, no prayer, no intercession. They're lazy preachers.
These are
the same preachers that get their sermons online. They're not getting into the secret place, getting the word from God. Mm. Why should they? They got ChatGPT. I mean,
so good.
The church, not the whole church. When I say a lot of the church, but not everybody. Come on, there's still remnant. But I'm talking about this synthetic plastic church that we have today, they're going to be the first ones to embrace this nonsense.
Yep.
That's guaranteed. True. But the thing that gets me is we know that if you go to Daniel 9:27, we know according to Daniel 9:27, now this is the Antichrist here.
Yes.
He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. Now, scholars agree, first of all, that's 7 years in Hebrew.
Right.
And this covenant with many is these nations, and this alludes to the nation of Israel. Okay? Mm. So notice that there's a man coming, the Antichrist. He confirms a treaty, or the Bible calls it a covenant, of 7 years with the nation of Israel. He breaks this thing. But again, how does this man, think about it, church, how does this man get this kind of power, influence? I believe that everything is falling in place.
Yes,
There's got to be a global governance and presence available for him to take this seat of position. Look, guys, go back to Genesis 11. Mm-hmm. Genesis 11 was the first picture of the new world order.
Yep.
And Bishop, you're going like this.
Oh, come on.
Do you know when you got to clean. Let him who has ears to hear, let him hear what it, listen to this real quick. Ready? I'm going to drop something on you.
Come on.
The Tower of Babel, which is a picture of the New World Order, because they were all in one mind, one purpose, and they had one agenda.
Yep.
And by the way, there was all ethnicities there together. Mm-hmm. So this would be a global collaboration of, quote, players and leaders.
Almost like a world forum or a united.
Right.
Oh.
But here's the crazy part. Read it. Go to Genesis 11. The Tower of Babel was built immediately following a major disaster that impacted the world.
Boom. That's it. That's a nugget right there. This is good. Yes.
Yeah. There was a global flood and it impacted the whole world. And watch this. The intent of Nimrod, and I studied this from sources, what we call sources. They're like Jewish sources, like the book of Jasher and different places. And according to these sources, it says that the men of that day, especially Nimrod, who was leading this charge, they believed that in the event that another flood would come, that they were going to be one step ahead of God.
Wow.
So that it was a defiance against God. They didn't even trust God. They didn't even believe. If these dummies would have known the word, they would have known that God, come on, he put a rainbow. Come on, the original, the OG rainbow. The real rainbow.
Say it.
The real rainbow was a covenant with the earth that he would never destroy it of a flood. But here's the problem. This is what we have today. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers. Remember, Satan is the god of this world. He's the prince of the power of the air. So who is conducting all this? Who is orchestrating all this? Bishop, I believe that if those, Daniel said those who know, their God shall do great exploits. If we know the word of God and we study it and we know what Solomon said, he said that thing that which was is the thing that shall be. And there's no new thing under the sun. Listen, Satan has already shown his hand in the past.
Yes.
So this should not be surprising. So if we want to know where we're going in the future, you got to go in the past. There was a new world order established. There was a global disaster. Hello, Cain was marked on his head.
What?
Yes, Cain. There was a mark on Cain's head. All this stuff. So it's a picture of where we're going. So if I was to read, if I go by what Solomon said, all right. If I want to know where we're going, I got to go back to the past. So I can tell you today, friend, that we need to watch out prophetically.
Yeah.
For the arrival of the beast system.
Yep, that's it.
How can I put this? The infrastructure, the blueprint of the beast system is here.
Whether you're pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, whatever, you made a great point. Everybody's looking for the Antichrist. And the reality is this, we need to stop looking for the Antichrist, because before the Antichrist can appear, number one, there's all kinds of things. We could go down a bunch of rabbit trails there with that. But you just made something very powerful point is whether you're mid-trib, pre-trib, post-trib, don't matter. One part of all of this, no matter who's right, we can emphatically say we can look for and we will be able to see, and that is the system. We may, if you're pre-trib, you understand that the Antichrist is probably alive, if you believe you're the final generation, probably will not be revealed to be emphatically the Antichrist until after the pre-trib, you're gone, you're in heaven when it's revealed. Whether you're mid-trib, you'll know him, you won't really fully know that's him until he goes into the temple and, commits abomination, desolation, all these kind of things. But the reality is this, wherever you stand on that eschatology-wise, on the rapture, you will be able to identify the system. And the system is what we're talking about, that the Antichrist, that the false prophet, that the whole system of the mark of the beast will come out of. And ladies and gentlemen, if you watch this show, if you watch End Time Headlines, if you watch the Kingdom Intelligence Report or the Big Picture, or you watch any of these guys that are truly sound biblically in trying to open up our eyes to end time prophecy, you don't know emphatically that the system of the beast is alive and well and is escalating and going into turbo speed, I don't even know what to say to you right now, because you are completely deaf and blind spiritually. It is the most obvious thing that any generation has ever seen. And with this onset of AI, as you've just talked about, that scripture that you mentioned where it says, and he calls and he tells the world to create the image, and then he causes all to bow and worship it. When you understand that no generation before this generation could fully understand how that's possible until this generation. And I go back to that scripture, and we'll wind this down. And by the way, this is every month right here, this week of the month, you will see Ricky Scapara with us on the Kingdom Intelligence Report on here, on his show as well. To those that are watching on End Time Headlines, we love you, and we appreciate you loaning Ricky to us once a month.
We're going to have Bishop on End Time Headlines too.
Well, I would be honored. Thank you so much. But I'll just tell you, you're watching this. One thing before we wind this thing down, Ricky, is that a lot of times end time prophecy, if they've made it to this point, they get scared. They get worried. They are just terrified. I mean, I don't want to take the mark of the beast. I don't want to have to face that. I don't want to have my head chopped off. All this kind of stuff that they've heard all their lives. You know, that's in scripture, but taken out of context. But the enemy works in the door of worry and fear. So could you take just a couple of minutes, Ricky, but as we wind this down today, for people that might be scared, worried, am I going to have to take the mark of the beast? If I use Apple Pay, am I using the mark of the beast? You know, all these kind of things. You know, what do I need to do? What's the one thing that I need to do that no matter if pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib is correct theology, what do I need to do today to know that my heart is right and that I will be guaranteed to be with the Lord?
Well, the Bible says perfect love casteth out all fear. that was a revelation that was given to me when I faced personal fears on different, you know, personal fears. And then I believe this covers all bases. So it boils down to this, guys: personal, red hot, devotional relationship with Jesus Christ. The scripture, if you want to go prophetic, Jesus said, he said, keep your waist girded about, your lamps trimmed and full of oil. Yes. Because we don't know the day or the hour. So what is he talking about here? In Bible times, when they pulled the keep their loins girded about, they had to pull up their robe because they wore these robes. They would pull them up so that it would free their legs so that they would have the ability at any given moment to run if need be. Wow. We've got a lot of things. Come on. There's people that are watching this, people that are listening to this. And you've got a lot. The writer of Hebrews says there is weights that weigh us down.
Yes.
And it prevents us from walking in freedom, walking in that confidence. Cause you've always got this, you've got this fear, you've got this worry. But listen, if you're in him, if you're found in him, you will not be found naked. You will not be found ashamed, whether you be pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. Like the bishop said, you just got to be found in him, be ready, keep the oil in your lamp, keep the wick trim, keep on fire. Listen, I am far more concerned with about becoming lukewarm than I am about missing the rapture.
Oh,
I'm
just
gonna be honest with you.
That's
because
so
listen, because the two are connected together. Because if you go to Matthew 25, it's the lukewarm church that misses the bridegroom. It's not the on fire that keep the oil in the lamp and their wicks trim. They're ready for the bridegroom. They're ready for the hour that they do not. And they were ready to enter into the chambers. It was those who were just having a complacent walk. So my answer to this is just seek the Lord. Get on fire for God like never before. I know, listen, it's more difficult than it ever has been. We could do a whole podcast on this, and we could reminisce about 20 years ago and 30 years ago and then 40 years ago, the hunger level in the church and how it is today. But I'm going to tell you, I don't rely on corporate revivals to keep my fire burning. I got to get in my personal, come on, prayer closet and get the fire burning, get the oil lamp, the oil and the lamp and the fire burning. So that is, come on, Josh said it's for me and my house.
Yes.
We shall serve the Lord and be ready. And Noah, one of the best examples of being ready for things that we've never seen. Did you know that the world has never seen, this generation has never seen anything like the rapture, but there's been practice of it in the Bible.
Yeah.
Enoch was taken. Elijah was taken. Mm-hmm. The Bible says the two witnesses will be taken. So God's had plenty of practice on this. So I'm not worried about his ability, come on, to be caught up together with him in the clouds when the trumpet sounds. But come on, what he's called me to do is be watchful and be ready. So let me say this real quick, and then we'll close this because I know you. We're going to wrap this up. But if you're watching this, you're listening to this, we have a window of opportunity.
Say it, Ricky.
Right here, right now, and that is to take these podcasts, take messages like this, take channels like the Kingdom Intelligence Report, End Time Headlines, take these channels, take these tools, go into the harvest field, because I'm telling you, I've been in a barber shop recently, and there was young men in there that you could tell they've never heard anything like this. And we got to talking about the events of the world, and I started talking about Bible prophecy, and I'm telling you, I had a pulpit, which was my chair while I'm getting my hair cut, and these people had all these guys' attention. And I'm telling you, people are hungry for the truth. They're hungry for this. And even though most preachers and teachers are not teaching on this, you find and you connect with the remnant of the watchmen that are sounding the alarm in this hour, and you do what the Lord's command you to do.
Yes. Amen. Ricky, that's so good. That is so good. That is so powerful. Listen to the words of the man of God. That, you know, I think about when they came back to Jesus, the disciples came back to Jesus. They said, even demons are subject to us in your name. And Jesus said, rejoice not that demons are subject to you in my name, but rather rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the reality is that when it's all said and done, that is what's most important. Do you know Jesus Christ as not just a religious figure? Is he King and Lord in your life? Surrender your life to him today. And if you prayed that prayer today and you surrendered your life to God and you turn from your wicked ways and you are pursuing God with that red hot, reckless abandonment with all in with Jesus, comment down below, comment in the live chat. Let us know that so that we can pray for you, call your name out in prayer and rejoice with you. Ricky, it has been such an honor to have you on the Kingdom Intelligence Report. You know, that's the name of our program, but the name of our show is The Big Picture. And we call it The Big Picture because we want to show people headlines. We want to show people what's going on in the world. But the big picture is what really is going on in the world is the spirit realm. And that's what I love about your website as well. You can go to endtimeheadlines.org and you can see you have a kingdom news place. I'm talking about not only are you going to see the events of the world, you can talk about volcanoes at the time of this recording, you know, the globalists and all these things that we've talked about in this program. But you're also going to hear Ricky preach the gospel. You're going to hear him share his heart from what the body of Christ needs to hear. And that's what I love about it. So we'll link that down in the show description. You can go just one click, go take you right to his YouTube site. We'll have another link, take you right to End Time Headlines. You can download his app, all these things that are going on. Ricky, we're excited about your monthly appearance on the Kingdom Intelligence Report. And this is just our first one to do, so they're going to get more powerful as the time goes on. Thank you so much for joining us on The Big Picture. Any parting thoughts you'd like to speak to the Big Picture family as well as to the End Time Headlines family?
Well, it's an honor, brother. I'm very privileged and blessed to be able to do this. And I just, I love the people of God. And thank you guys for being a part of the program tonight. Again, don't forget to hit that like button, that share button, share The Big Picture, share End Time Headlines, partner with our, with these ministries. Your communities, your churches, or whatever, they don't preach end times, you have these resources for you. And I'm excited about, and like the bishop said, this is just the beginning. I think we're going to have some awesome segments in the future, and I'm just excited about what God's doing and his kingdom connection.
And just look at this lineup. This is every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Time, first Thursday of the month. Paul Begley, that I know you love greatly too, Ricky. Paul Begley will be on the first, second Thursday. Ricky Scapero.
Are you serious?
What? Are you serious? The third, Stan Dale, the living legend, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know who Stan Dale is, we got several videos with Stan. He's been on our show. He is going to reveal things that only Stan can tell us. And then Pastor Mark Correll, he has just been a faithful man of God for years, defeated cancer multiple times, but more than anything, he was a forerunner. I don't know if you know Pastor Mark Correll, Ricky, but I'm really looking forward to you to get to know him because he has a YouTube channel here called Prophecy in the News and that he's been doing in the news. When he was the first pastor to license me, when he didn't even really know me, he said God told him to help me. 1991, he credentialed me, gave me chairs, gave me song books, helped me start in the ministry, believed in me when nobody else did. Wow. And he has been doing a Wednesday night Bible study called The Bible in the News, in the News is what he calls it, and how it relates to prophecy since the late 1980s, early 1990s. And he still does, even through stage 4 cancer multiple times in his life, almost dying during COVID, he has still continues to get on YouTube and teach verse by verse about how prophecy relates to the news. And to have him, he's a living legend. To have all four of you guys from multiple generations coming together to speak is a blessing to us. So thank you once again, Ricky, and bless you for all that you do for the kingdom and helping people like me, being an example to me. And we're following your footsteps. So anything we can do at the Big Picture and Solid Rock Church here and in me personally that I can do to help you, we're always going to do that, and we're going to push people to your site. So thank you. Be blessed. Thank you so much again, Ricky.
All right. Thank you, brother. We'll see you soon.
And to everybody watching The Big Picture, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for joining us. If you have not hit that like button, hit it now. Share. If you're watching us on Rumble, make sure you follow us as well. We appreciate all of our Rumble family as well. Every Monday night, every Wednesday night, and every Thursday night, we are live now. To our partners, thank you to everyone that clicked that join button down below. We appreciate you being partners with us. You'll never know what it means. And every Monday night at 7 p.m., my wife and I host a breaking news program, 7 p.m. Central Time. It's 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen, of jam-packed news articles from a kingdom perspective. If you want to learn the Bible verse by verse, Wednesday night, I'm here every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Central. And right now we are winding down. We're in part 21 at the time of this recording of the book of Revelation, verse by verse. And as we have said throughout this program, make sure you mark your calendars, set your alarms every Thursday, 7 p.m., for the greatest men of God anywhere on the planet and certainly on YouTube are going to be joining us right here on The Big Picture. Until next time, we always remind you on The Big Picture, we ain't woke, but we are certainly awake, and we are purposing in our heart to get your eyes wide open to the Kingdom Intelligence Report. See you next time. God bless.